Highbridge Audio presents All Woman and Springtime by Brandon Jones. Read by Christine Williams. For my mom, Kathy Jones, may she rest in peace. Part 1. Chapter 1. Gyeong-ho fed another pant leg into a powerful old cast-iron machine, counting the stitches as she ran a perfect inseam. She watched intently as the needle danced across the rough fabric, plunging in and out of the cloth with methodic violence. She was amazed the fabric did not bleed. It was a paradox of sewing that such brutality could bind two things together. A distant cloud shifted, liberating a pocket of sunlight that had been building up behind it, flooding the dirty windows high on the factory wall, and illuminating her workstation in smeared and spotted light. Now the needle glinted as it stabbed. Gyeong-ho felt grateful for the light because of its illusion of warmth. She could still see her breath, and her dry fingers ached. The factory was a cold concrete cavern full of fabric scraps and echoes, a container for damp and chilly air. She glanced up only momentarily. The great leader, Kim Il-sung, and his son, the dear leader, Kim Jong-il, looked down on her from behind their golden frames. They perched on the wall, smiling, like they did on every wall, looking down on her, watching and weighing her every move. Reflexively, she prostrated from within, bowed her head, and worked harder. She was not good enough. The portraits filled her with awe and fear. "It is by the grace of the dear leader that I live so well," she recited silently to herself, mechanically. Gyeong-ho was in a nest of sound. The air